This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Lowell Feld is the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com, the progressive voice of Virginia. He joins us on the long line from his office in Northern Virginia. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, how are you, Coy?
Very good. The first thing I want to do is congratulate you on your forthcoming first book. Let's talk about that. Net Roots Rising, How a Citizen Army of Progressive Bloggers and Online Activists is Changing American Politics. What's the time frame on the book? How soon will it hit stores?
Well, that's a good question, actually. It's going to come out in the spring. I just don't know the exact date. We're the publisher's Prager Publishers, and it should be, like I said, sometime in the spring. I submitted it a few weeks ago. So I've never written a book before, so I don't exactly know how this process works. So we're going to find out.
Well, I'm very excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Lowell, for the folks who don't know, and there's a lot of folks listening who've never heard of the term net roots.
Yeah.
Explain the term first and then tell us what the book is about.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, net roots is kind of a hybrid of two words, grassroots, which is pretty much it's all of us, citizens who get involved in our democracy and take action on whatever local level, or usually you think globally and act locally, I guess. And then the net, which is the internet. So you've basically got people who use the blogs, use the internet, use email, use Yahoo groups or Google groups to some extent. I mean, there's no hard and fast rule here. It's not like you have to use it X number of hours per week to be considered net roots. But people who use the blogs and the internet as a tool for their activism, for their citizen activism. And basically what we do, I have a co-author on this book who worked for several years in Texas, is now consulting to Mark Warner, actually. We go through a number of interesting campaigns that illustrate how the Netroots kind of work, including, of course, the Jim Webb campaign, which I was on as Netroots coordinator. We have two chapters on that. We have the rise of state-level blogging and sort of Netroots activism, as illustrated by Tim Kaine in Virginia here. We've got Paul Hackett in Ohio, which was an interesting congressional race in 2005. And then we've got Ned Lamont in Connecticut, where the bloggers played a huge role, and the Netroots in general, and getting him in, persuading him to get into the race, and then in helping him to win the primary. He ultimately lost, but in Jim Webb's case, of course, he ultimately won.
We're talking with Lowell Feld of RaisingCane.com. And Lowell, you were actually involved in the whole, drafting Jim Webb, even getting him front burner as even a possible candidate, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, that's correct. Back in, after Tim Kaine's election, my thoughts immediately turned to who would take on George Allen in 2006, and along with several friends, four other grassroots / netroots people, I guess you'd call them, citizen activists, we got in touch with Jim Webb. He had said that he was possibly interested in running for Senate as a Democrat from Virginia. So we got in touch with him, and we ended up starting the draft James Webb movement, which I think Jim Webb himself says helped to persuade him to throw his hat in the ring.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. What is it exactly that the Netroots do? For folks who aren't familiar with really what you do, it's much more than just making a website and providing a presence on the web.
Right. Well, I mean, I'll just give you from the Jim Webb campaign, I'll give you my experience from that. We had thousands of people. Jim Webb called us his ragtag army. And we had thousands of people all over the state who were marching in parades, who were phone banking, who were getting on the blogs and writing, certainly, but they were out there going door to door canvassing. And then they were going, what was interesting, the way it worked was they would go on to the blogs and they would report what they did. They would post even photographs, audio, video, all kinds of information. So that way everybody can sort of all around Virginia could see what was going on in all parts of the state. So you'd see a video of a parade down in Southwest Virginia somewhere, or in Hampton Roads, or in Charlottesville, or in Northern Virginia, you know. But no, I mean, it's not like Netroots are sitting behind their computers in their underwear eating, you know, nacho chips all day. Well, of course we do that. It's fun. And
nothing wrong with nacho chips.
Not going to give that up yet, but
Lowell Feld is the founder and editor at RaisingCane.com, the voice of progressive Virginia. Hey, Lowell, give us an update on Northern Virginia politics. What's going on? We just spoke with John Cosgrove about Hampton Roads. What's happening in Northern Virginia? I know Chad Peterson was making headlines today with what's going on in his campaign.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's very quiet up here in Northern Virginia, as it always is. No, just kidding. I mean, it's, you know, we've got some hot races all around the state. But, I mean, we've got to, Northern Virginia, you know, is turning more and more blue, so to speak, more Democratic. And so we've got some races up here that we've got Republicans, a couple of Republicans, state senators and delegates who are still kind of hanging on in these increasingly blue areas. We've got Chad Peterson, is a Democrat running against Jean Marie Devilites Davis. That's probably the premier, that may be the marquee race of this entire election season here in Virginia.
And Jean Marie, of course, is the wife of Congressman Tom Davis, which we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
Right, which even gives it more of a star power, sort of marquee, gets even higher, I guess, or brighter, or whatever marquees do. But anyway, Chap Peterson ran for the Democratic nomination for lieutenant governor in 2005, and, you know, he didn't win that. But he's very popular in Fairfax City, where he's lived there his whole life. Jean Marie's been delegate and senator for many years now. She's married to Congressman Tom Davis, and this is a really ferocious race. Jean Marie just sent out a mailer the other day, which included the names of Chet Peterson's children, his wife, and their home address and phone numbers, and phone number of their, you know, home phone number or whatever. And so Chap had a press conference this morning, and he pretty much, I mean, they had, I think, TV cameras from all the stations up in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area were there. And, you know, he just said that he's not going to let her intimidate him, and he's going to keep fighting. But anyway, it's, you know, he's probably going to win. It's very difficult to know what's exactly going to happen. I mean, she's spending huge amounts of money on broadcast TV. This is almost unprecedented for a state Senate race to go up on broadcast TV. That is incredibly expensive.
Well, we're seeing almost $50 million now spent on the GA races here in Virginia this year, which is unprecedented.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, I mean, so you've got this all over the state. I mean, people are spending huge amounts of money. You got a lot of competitive races. We need to pick up 4 seats in the state Senate. Chad Peterson's one of them. We've got also George Barker versus Jay O'Brien. That's another one. Jay O'Brien is the senator from the 39th district. That's part of Fairfax County too.
Lowell, I've been surprised that, you know, surprised is not a strong enough word here. Jean Marie Devilites Davis, who's running for re-election to the Virginia Senate, very, very close race. I've been surprised that she is running against her own party identification. She's actually said publicly, "I'm a Rhino. I'm a Republican in name only."
Yeah, she's been running away from her own party. It's interesting because her husband just basically blasted the Republican Party. I mean, Congressman, he's been a Republican as far as I know his whole life. He wanted to run. I mean, his whole plan was to run for United States Senate when John Warner retired, and John Warner announced his retirement a couple months ago, I guess now. And the plan was for Tom Davis to run for United States Senate. But Jim Gilmore, who was running for president, our former governor, dropped out of that and decided he was going to throw his hat in the ring. And so it came down to the Republican Party of Virginia had to decide whether they were going to choose a nominating convention or a primary. And Tom Davis wanted a primary. Jim Gilmore wanted a nominating convention, and they chose the nominating convention. So Tom Davis pretty much said, "I'm out of here."
yesterday in a press conference had some really he sort of really attacked his own party here in Virginia.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he, you know, Tom Davis is a very astute political analyst, and I think he's correct basically in his analysis that, you know, Northern Virginia is growing by leaps and bounds. It's becoming more Democratic leaning, and you know, for the Republicans to compete, they're going to have to appeal in Northern Virginia, and he doesn't see someone like Jim Gilmore being able to do that, certainly not against Mark Warner, who's super popular. Well, Mark Warner is popular just about everywhere in the state, but he's, you know, but to compete in a place like Fairfax County,
Which is much more moderate to left.
Yeah, it's very moderate. You know, pretty much socially, fiscally, it's a very, you know, pretty much moderate area. And it's not a, you know, Christian conservatives are not very strong in places like Fairfax County or Arlington or Alexandria, you know. And so I think that's what, you know, he's getting at, that the Republican Party is not going to win if it just appeals to a narrow, a relatively small base. And also he's talking about new people, minorities, African Americans, Hispanics, and he doesn't feel like the Republican Party is appealing to these people sufficiently. So,
and that's Congressman Tom Davis, of course, to which you refer.
Right, I'm paraphrasing. You know, I don't have his speech in front of me, but that's basically what he was saying.
Yeah, and we've heard this from some other moderate Republicans in Virginia, this concern that the party is nationally or here in Virginia is sort of backing itself into a corner, and that once great tent that Ronald Reagan opened up and invited everyone into, they've gradually been pushing people out of.
Right, and that's what Tom Davis is concerned about, and he sees that decision by the Republican sort of central committee to go with a convention as opposed to a primary. A primary, he felt like, would have favored him. It's more open. It's more democratic, small d, you know, democratic. And it would have allowed, I mean, you don't have party registration in Virginia either, so potentially you could have had independents and maybe even some Democrats going and voting in that primary. But in a nominating convention, it's just, you know, a few thousand people in the Republican Party.
Party loyalists, yeah.
That's it, yeah.
Lowell Feld is my guest. He is the founder and editor of RaisingCain.com, the voice of progressive Virginia. You can read his blog and a new book coming out in just a few months, Net Roots Rising. Lowell, we're hearing a lot of talk now about how Virginia Democrats could take the Senate if they do, and that has yet to be seen, but if they do, is this a statement about George Bush's low approval ratings, or is it a statement about the abusive driver fees, or how do you read that, if that is the case come November 6th?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say the answer is yes. It's going to be all of that. You can't, you know, the national climate certainly plays a role. I think it did in 2005 with Kilgore Kane, and it did last year. We kept saying that George Allen voted 96% of the time with George W. Bush. There was a reason we kept saying that, because George W. Bush is not popular throughout Virginia. I mean, he may be in certain parts, but not overall. He's not. And he's very unpopular in Northern Virginia. But I mean, I think, you know, what we need to do, we need to focus on November 6th, we need to think about whether we want to keep Virginia kind of moving forward in a pragmatic way, or we want to keep moving towards more the direction of wedge issues that the Republicans are using and sort of divisiveness that they keep bringing up. Do we want to make progress on transportation? Do we want to make progress on health care and the environment and all the things we care about in this state? And we want to have people who can work with Tim Kaine or continue to work against him, just as they worked against Mark Warner when he was governor. So I think that's what we're up against here. And, you know, I think, you know, if we have Democrats take the Senate, we're going to have more. We're going to get more done, basically, for Virginia than we did the last couple of years. And same thing if we get maybe take back the House of Delegates or get close in the House of Delegates. Same deal. So,
really quick, I got about a minute left. But when, you know, a progressive or a Democrat like yourself starts talking about moving forward with issues, a Republican's going to hear, well, you just want to raise my taxes.
No, we want to get things done, and we're pragmatic. I mean, you know, I can't speak for every Democrat, just like no Republican can speak for every Republican. But, you know, I mean, you can't, like, I mean, if you want to build more roads, you want to get out of the transportation gridlock, you're going to have to raise some revenues. Now, you know, how do you do that? That's what you need to talk about. And we did something last year. The Republican House of Delegates pushed through these abusive driving fees. That was their brilliant idea to raise money to pay for roads. It doesn't even raise much money. They're wildly unpopular. They're probably going to end up repealing them or, you know, significantly modifying them when they come back next year, no matter who's in charge. And so, you know, I mean, the question is whether we want to pragmatically, just like Mark Warner did, he raised taxes on some people. He cut them on actually more Virginians than he raised taxes on, but overall raised revenues that we needed to get us out of this fiscal disaster that Jim Gilmore got us into. I mean, you know, of course everyone wants their taxes to be cut to zero. I mean, you know, I don't want to pay anything. I mean, who does? But I also would like to have a road I can drive on and a train I can ride and some, you know, air I can breathe and whatever. You know, you want things as well. So that's the balancing act.
Lowell Feld, the founder and editor of RaisingCane.com, online at RaisingCane.com, the voice of Progressive Virginia, and the author of Net Roots Rising, which is due out in bookstores in just a few months. Lowell, thank you so much.
Oh, sure. Thank
Enjoy
you.
Talking with you.
Yeah, take care.
This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. SeavillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.